Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Being younger, I felt like when I was a little bit younger, I definitely struggled with more identity issues and self-confidence. Oh, I felt like it's actually, it's harder for a lot of young kids to be this comfortable.
100%.
Right? So how did you kind of become that?
I grew up such a people pleaser, like introvert, like I'm really seeking validation. I was doing things for people.
Yeah.
It's when I really, really comprehended and started opening about the fact that like I'm scared to die. When you take away all the man-made shit, when you take away all the expectations, it's kind of sucks like knowing that like I'm gonna die one day. On my first trip, I'm just like thinking logically, I'm like, dude, like why does it matter if I do anything?
Yeah.
Like why should I try? Why should I even try to be happy if I'm gonna die anyways?
Yeah. Mm.
And it's so absurd, but the simple answer to that is like just why not? So there's this trend. You're talking to someone and then that person's like, you need to wake up. Like, I'm not like here. And then it reveals that they were talking to like no one. I did a transition where I went down like that. And then like my hand, like it cuts.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like I'm still pushing something, but I'm still here.
Uh-huh.
And I was giving myself head.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the person, me giving myself head, was like, you need to wake up. I'm not here. And then it pans. And I'm just like,
oh, you were getting imaginary head.
Yeah, I was getting imaginary
head. I really love just how like fun you obviously are and like happy and like kind of silly and goofy too. I think that's a good on it. Like you have a very nice smile. You have a very great laugh.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I'm not worried. You're
she wants.
You quit hitting on our guests. Today we are with a special guest, Richard. Everybody.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está? And this is a special Down Bash Show episode. And
special?
We are glad to have you. one of the biggest rising TikTok stars of this generation.
These guys are so sweet. Like I this is my first time meeting these two. They're so sweet. Like what is this, dude?
Yeah. And thank you for coming on, man.
Thank you for inviting me.
No, absolutely. Now where do they know you from?
Probably TikTok. Coming up from COVID. I'm gonna put you down.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Coming up from COVID, I started TikTok. I've always wanted to be a creator.
Okay.
Like from like like second grade.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Yeah. Like I had like my little iPad pointed at the TV and
shit. Second grade, you got an iPad already. What generation are you, my brother?
The fucking spoiled generation. That's for sure. I'm not afraid to admit that I grew up like spoiled as shit.
Really?
So started off, always wanted to be a creator. I did like gaming videos. I did some like beatboxing like content.
Okay.
And then COVID came up, and then now suddenly in school, I'm in a spot where no one's judging me.
Yeah.
And I see a little bit of growth on TikTok. I'm like, yo, I'm just gonna double down on this.
Yeah.
Just see where it goes, and
yeah,
now I'm here.
Okay.
Wait, so I'm curious, what kind of content do you do, and what kind of stuff like got you viral?
What kind of content I do? How would I'd say it's kind of more like comedic, like lifestyle stuff, a lot more personal, like I guess playing a character, or I guess showing off my more what's the word, like intrusive side. And I think that's kind of the stuff that gets me more viral. I'm saying kind of this weird and thinking of weird shit that like people are like, what the fuck is this kid doing?
Let's give an example. So so what would be like an you said intrusive thought?
Yeah.
So what would be an intrusive thought that people really connected with?
Oh, that people connect with?
Yeah.
Sorry, don't put me on the spot like that.
Okay, I'll just tell an intrusive thought right now.
Go for it.
I just slept for 23 hours because we just came back from EDC.
Oh,
and so I'm a little bit. So we're gonna try to get through this. EDC is a 3-day festival where we do a lot of So, yeah, I'm still trying to wake up from my hibernation.
You're good, man.
Yeah.
I get you.
So maybe some people can relate to that. People who go to festivals. Right?
That's not an intrusive thought.
No, that's just
that's just a
struggle. Yeah, that's just a normal. Yeah, you're
that's
just
a going, thought. That's a struggle.
I feel like intrusive thoughts are things that like, they're almost like fucked up thoughts that like a lot of people have, but friend, like people don't really say.
Do you guys know Justin Hahn?
No.
So he's kind of like my TikTok like rival. Okay. So we make content together, and that guy's so funny. Like he is like the epitome or embodiment, I'd say, of intrusive thoughts. Like I think we were walking one time, he sees a kid fall, and this isn't even to like entertain me. It's just purely him. I just hear him whispering, "Yeah, cry, 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 cry. Yes." And so I aspire to be like him.
That's so funny. I mean, listen, I have a fuck them kids intrusive thoughts every now and then. Like sometimes kids that like run around in restaurants and are like really loud and like obnoxious. I'm like,
shut the fuck
up. Like, no, I'm like, someone. I could kick this kid like a soccer ball. Like
and they
I could
deserve it.
Pin him down to the ground. Like kick it and he would just and like see how far he would go. Like if it was like a like if there were Olympics for like kicking kids.
For kicking kids. You wouldn't
gold medalist.
But see, that's what I mean by an intrusive thought. Yeah, it's like okay. It's like a passing thought that you have, but you don't say out loud because you're aware that it's a fucking thought.
So,
but sometimes people like Richard say them out loud on a TikTok, and then it goes viral because everyone is like, "Oh yeah, I thought that once upon a time too." Gotcha. So now I'm curious. Like, give me an intrusive thought that's gone viral for you.
Or intrusive thought. I think actually the first things that made me blow up were these like skit type contents. So I used to do these like skits in front of like green screens. I don't know if you've ever seen this one guy. He was super huge, TP Baby 2000. No. So he did like a lot of these skits, and like that guy was always just like baked as in his TikToks. And I started just like adding my own twist to him. My first one that blew up was, so it's okay, set the scene. Me sitting down at like at a chair. I'm being interviewed. And all I'm asking is, so would you rather sit in a dick and eat cake or sit in a cake and eat dick? And then off camera, you hear, sir, we meant questions about the job. That's my first one that like blew up.
But which one would you pick?
Yeah, which one?
Dude, I'd sit in a dick and eat cake.
I think so. Right? I agree. Right. Why would you sit in a cake?
I'm trying to explain my skit. She's
I'm
like, that's a good question.
It's a great question.
This is my friend Rosie, and this is a and this is cake. In this video, we're gonna see.
Yeah, I think I still rather eat the cake.
Yeah, so you sit in a.
Sit in a dick.
Sit in a dick. Sit inside a.
You inside know, of that, a- see, that's a tweet I've made once. Is I remember making a tweet once, like midwinter. I'm like, it's cold, and I'm like, I miss my boyfriend, and I wish I could become a tiny person and crawl into his foreskin and like fold it up like a blanket, so I could be with him and be warm and be close to him
and be closest to his.
Wow, right. That's so intimate,
isn't it?
I appreciate how romantic you are. You must be a very romantic person.
I am a very that tweet got a couple K. It was not too bad. But those are the kind of intrusive thoughts I tweet out.
All the romance people were feeling that one.
I'm a hopeless romantic. I just want to be with the person I love,
especially on cold winter nights. You know, like foreskins are actually real warm.
Really?
Yeah.
How would you know?
Huh?
Oh.
Because I get sweaty balls.
Oh.
Yeah.
You ever hear of like docking?
Docking?
Docking.
Yeah, like ships?
No. Oh, I believe docking is when.
Oh! Wait, hold on. Let me. I think I can guess.
Yeah. Go.
You guys are sleeping? Or before you're sleeping, he's like, hey, babe, can't put it in you?
And then he has his own fantasy. I don't know what the fuck he's going on.
And then
on.
You guys just sleep together while my penis is docked inside.
See, that doesn't work. I've tried that. I don't think that's I think that's soaking. But you tell me what docking is.
Actually, I think that's called. Fuck, that's called cock warming. That's called cock warming as well. Wow, who the fuck am I? What the fuck is going on?
What is docking though? I'm very.
I think
intrigued.
That's when a guy puts his. In another guy's like foreskin.
Oh,
and
all right.
And it makes like a Chinese finger trap type in like.
You don't fuck Chinese finger traps.
And yeah. It's like,
you can't pull it back out.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think that feels good?
Oh man, Chinese finger traps. Those are kind of scary.
I would fuck a Chinese finger trap. Just to see what would happen.
I respect that. Hey, man. I respect thanks. That.
What's the weirdest thing you put your dick in?
Oh, fuck, dude. That is a good question.
Huh?
Probably, like, into, like, my mattress. And
word.
Word.
That's a standard.
You ever just wake up and it's just like, damn, this mattress is really mattressing right now. You know what I mean? Or is that just... No?
No.
You
guys,
Rosie, you ever...
The mattress?
That's fine.
No, I mean, not a mat. Like, I don't think it works the same for women, but like.
I think I have boys who tell me that. Mm. And then I went back home and I looked at my mattress a little differently. I'm like, yo, hold on.
Don't look at
is,
me like
that. Is this something that they get that I'm not?
Like, this mattress is like calling me like a dirty little girl.
Right.
Like, don't look at me like that.
Yeah. So then I would put my arm on the edge of the mattress. And I'm like, wait a second. Can he get it right now? Huh? I mean, wait, hold on.
He? Hold up.
Wait a second. Wait a
Did
minute.
Did I just find something out?
Oh, shit. I mean, that's a lady mattress, of course.
Guys, you need to take care of yourself. And one thing so many guys miss that they will end up regretting later is neglecting their skincare. That's why I'm excited to have T. Chanley as the sponsor of today's video. T. Chanley is all about making skincare simple. With their level one system, you get everything you need for healthier, cleaner skin. And guess what? They've offered an exclusive deal just for you. When you become a member today, you'll get 30% off your first box plus a free gift. Now, I didn't always take my skincare seriously, but now that I am, results speak for themselves. Every single morning I wake up, I make sure I do my daily moisturizer, daily cleanser, and I've noticed a really big difference in the overall glow of my skin. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you just have that glow on your face and it just makes me feel confident walking out the door? Now, if you're looking for an easy, no-nonsense approach to skincare that actually works, T. Chanley has got you covered. Plus, once you become a member, you get amazing perks like 20% off the retail prices, access to exclusive monthly deals, and free US shipping. Since T. Chanley is sponsoring this week's video, they're hooking you guys up. Just click the link in the description box and claim your 30% off and free gift. And your future self will thank you.
All right, let's keep it moving.
So how'd you start social media, man? So where would you get your start?
Oh, okay. So on social media wise, I started on Instagram doing beatbox content.
Right.
Beatbox content.
See, we got to that. But when was like, when did you initially blow up? Like, what year was this?
It was 2020 March.
COVID.
Yeah. Mm. Oh my God. You know what was one of my first ones that like it wasn't like the mega viral, but it was the first one that was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I can do shit on TikTok.
Yeah.
It was so there's this trend where you know that like Insidious, like kind of like no. Sorry. I'm like blanking out. But anyways, the whole point of that trend was like you're talking to someone, and then that person's like, you need to wake up. Like, I'm not like here, and then it reveals that they were talking to, like, no one. And then there at that same time, there was a transition that was shown on TikTok. Like this thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
She's on TikTok.
But, oh, she's not on TikTok. Yeah, do you get it?
Neither am I.
I'm following.
He gets it.
Yeah.
So
Gabe gets it.
I did a transition where I went down like that, and then like my hand like it cuts,
uh-huh.
So it looks like I'm still pushing something, but I'm still here,
uh-huh.
And I was giving myself head.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the person me giving myself head was like, "You need to wake up. I'm not here." And then it pans, and I'm just like.
Oh, you were getting imaginary head.
Yeah, I was getting imaginary head.
Wow.
I was like getting all schizophrenic.
That's a clever way to go about that transition.
Thank you.
Whereas everybody was, you know,
everyone was like thirst trapping, and they're right. Like
you like are that. Giving yourself head.
I was like, you know what, dude?
If I could, I would.
I heard it sounds a lot more like sucking than getting head.
I've read that too.
not that. I would know personally. It's
right.
just from sources.
Wait, I have a question for you now. Same question you asked me, right? When did you become a freak? Like, how did you become a freak? You know, how are you the way that you are? Like, how did you end up here talking about TikTok videos of giving yourself head?
You know what? You know what I think this started with? So I briefly mentioned this to you guys before the podcast, but so I have a huge age difference from me and my next, like, next older brother, I'm the youngest, next older brother and my next older sister,
yeah,
they're like 28, 29.
Yeah.
And I'm 10 years younger. I'm 19.
Yeah.
So growing up, like 6 years old, like around like these like older teens who have this sense of humor,
right.
I was just exposed to it at a really early age.
Okay.
And like that was how they joked, and I just got it.
Oh, okay. Right, cool. Makes sense. That makes sense.
That's how it is.
You know, sometimes when I observe a person that's kind of similar to me, and I'm like, huh, this must be how people feel when they meet me for the first time. Yeah. I'm just like, wow, what a...
Well, how are you feeling about me?
but except, like, you're a girl, which is way more uncommon.
That is. That
right?
Is
for true, guys, yeah. It's pretty common for us to, like, make gay jokes, dick jokes.
We make these kind of shit. Yeah. So...
No, it's like going to the zoo. It's like looking at a giraffe.
I'm so you're calling me a monkey now?
No, I said a giraffe.
Yes.
Whoa.
Dance. Like, you gay. It's a gay monkey.
Whoa.
I'm just like, wow. This animal exists and it has such a long neck. Like, wow. Look at it in the wild. That's crazy. Right?
He's giving himself head.
Wow. I didn't know they did that.
No way. He's gonna a Chinese finger trap. Guys, come look at this.
What zoo are we in right now?
No, but I appreciate how open you are, because I am this way too, and it's just, I think it's just fun. It's just fun when you get to like say whatever you're thinking and just like laugh about it and like.
Oh, because you know what too? This is like a huge thing that I fucking preach to everyone. Mm-hmm. You be your most genuine, authentic self that you want to be, and there's no way that you can lose.
Mm.
I believe that. I believe that fully. Believe that, right? I think that's something, like, I think a lot of people, especially me, because I'm a woman, right? They're always like, don't, like, oh, you get haters, like, all these people, like, aren't you afraid people are going to say you're a whore, you're a slut, like, whatever, like, you don't have no dad, like, et cetera, et cetera. And then
she pulls up the Forbes list.
I do my clapbacks, but it's also at the same time, it's like, the people who are going to like you for who you are, like, need to know who you are in order to like you, right? And the people,
exactly.
So it's like, there, I like to your point, there's no way in losing being yourself, because you will find the people that you're gonna get along best with.
Right.
Like all the people that aren't gonna fuck you with you, we're never fuck gonna fuck you. The people that weren't gonna fuck you, we're never gonna fuck you anyway.
Exactly.
Right? So like the only way you find the people that wanna fuck you is by being, I don't know, like being naked. Right? It's like the same same concept.
Being younger, I felt like when I was a little bit younger, I definitely struggled with more identity issues and self-confidence. Oh, I feel like it's actually, it's harder for a lot of young kids to be this comfortable.
100%.
Right? So how did you kind of become that, or like build up the confidence to be that?
Fuck. And you know what? That's actually such a good question, because I also told you this like right when we were starting.
Uh-huh.
I grew up such a people pleaser. And I grew up such like a like introvert. Like I'm really seeking validation. I was doing things for people.
Yeah.
And fuck, I'd even say like even up to even like a year ago and even 6-8 months,
you might still be doing content like, for
people, not for my amusement.
Right.
And I think, oh God, oh shit, we're really going to get into something deep here, dude.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
It's when I really, really comprehended and started opening about the fact that like I'm scared to die. Oh. Like it goes down to that. So when I first had like my first trip, so I'm like spiritual, like as fuck. Yeah. And like, I love like, trying to understand like the human soul and the human spirit. And I think when you take away all the man-made shit, when you take away all the expectations and just being like a soul, like just in like a human body, it's kind of sucks. Like knowing that like, fuck, I'm going to die one day.
That's actually
Yeah. And I actually opened up my friend on a spiritual trip too, where like, I got him to open up. Oh, it was so beautiful. Right. Fuck. It's a long story. I'll tell you guys after this podcast.
Sure.
But on my first trip, I'm just like thinking logically. I'm like, dude, like, why does it matter if I do anything?
Yeah.
Like why should I fucking like dance? Why should I try? Why should I even try to be happy if I'm going to die anyways?
Yeah. Mm.
And it's so absurd. But the simple answer to that is like, just why not?
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna die. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Nothing matters. Like,
just
like, what the fuck am I gonna, like, am I just gonna sit here and just be, like, unhappy and just be uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna fucking live this shit because I'm gonna go one day. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
No, I'm really spiritual, too, and I relate a lot to that. I think, again, that's why, like we are both kind of this way. It's like very send it, because it's like life is too short to be anything but yourself. Like life is too short to not do what you want to do, to not shoot your shot, to not like jump, to fall, to make mistakes, and like to keep it moving. Because otherwise, what are you gonna do? Like sit here and wish that you did and then die? Like that just I don't know. And I think for me too, like, and thank you for opening up, but like like I don't know, I'm someone that I've like struggled with depression, I've struggled with like suicidal thoughts, and like especially in those moments when it's kind of like, damn, I kind of do want to die, and what's the point of doing anything if it's not to like live the most that you can, right? Because otherwise it's just misery, and there's no point in living that way. So it's like, yeah, I feel like when you struggle with a lot of like mental health, sometimes, again, it just makes things less serious. Like, who the fuck cares? Like, who the fuck cares if I say penis 1,000 times a day and like swallow cum? Like, who the fuck cares?
And I think to your note too, I used to have like this strong. Okay, first of all, I want to preface. I'm Chinese, right? I'm Chinese as fuck. So like a lot of times, I feel like I have this like strong attachment to money. Okay, and that's why like Chinese people love saving. We love saving money. Okay, right? It's almost it gives us pride and joy and it's, but then. Money is bro, it's meant to be spent. It's meant to live. Like, how do you live out some of these experiences is to spend money. That's why this year I've spent the most money I've ever spent. So, like, traveling, doing, the EDC. Fuck yeah. Right? Like, I've kind of, like, let go of this attachment.
Oh, that's fucking sick. Right? Hell yeah.
So, I think, and yeah, I just felt like I've lived so much this year. Right? And it's only fucking May. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's like... Yeah, man, it's just it goes a long way,
dude. You know what, man? I completely fucking relate with that. Me too. Like, I am such a big like saver. Like, I like seeing the little numbers on my little bank account, all that shit. Right. But I had that realization too, where I was like, I want to figure out who I am. Yeah. And in order to figure out who I am, I need to experience things. Right. And if I need to experience things, well, that's all this fucking money's for. Yeah. Like, all this money, I'm gonna die anyways. Like, why do I care so much about having it? I need to experience shit. So, I get you. I feel like I've lived so much and it's only May. I'm like, fuck, you get it.
I don't want this to sound like cocky or, I don't know, but people might look at that just now as a... like a luxury, right? A lot of people still need to have their basic necessities covered. So it's like, but for those of you guys that do have it covered, I don't know. Some people just fucking just sell their place and just travel the world for X amount of months, and that makes them the most fulfilled ever.
Fuck yeah!
Some people quit their jobs because they just hit this like. This breaking point, this burnout point where they're like, fuck it, I'm gonna quit my job. This is not making me fulfilled anymore. And I'm gonna just travel the world. I'm gonna just do things for a whole year, you know? And it's like, I think that's the right way to live. A lot of people have a very, I guess, scarce mentality.
Scarcity mindset.
Right. where they think they, in order to live, it's like, to save all this money. It's like to live in fear, right? And that's why to live in comfort, that's why they stay at their job. That's why they stay on their select path. Because outside of that it's they don't know what's going to happen. But I think, you know, on the outside of that is where you really get to live.
And I think to like circle it back to like our point about like death and shit, once you figure out that a lot of shit doesn't matter, then that's when you have to decide what does matter, you know, and like, what the fuck do I want to experience? And then those people who are like scared of like experiencing all that shit and they want to save like all that, it's not even like, I'm like jumping over my own words. They're just living for other people, you know, like they're saving the money because they're told it's good to save money. And I think that's one thing that like I had to like unlearn.
It's good to save money. It's you know, security, but it's like you only have a set amount of expenses every month. Get that figured out, and then, you know what I mean? And then you could afford to spend a little bit more. But yeah. Okay. Well, On that note, that was a good little wholesome.
That was cool. That was awesome.
Yeah, spiritual journey we just went on. But let's talk about, hey man, I also, yeah, on your TikTok, I also see, I don't know if you could call it thirst traps, but I do feel like, yeah, you know, you tapped into that a little bit.
A right? little bit, right. Right.
So does that actually trap any so-called, you know, potential mates?
Hey, you'd be surprised, yeah.
Yeah?
So surprisingly, right?
Wow.
Jimmy's like, I've never experienced this.
So how does this work?
Get some seductive music playing on TikTok. Get the red LED lights in the background.
Oh, man. Now, I feel like, did you get into it because a lot of your TikTok counterparts also got into it? Also did the same thing, or was it just like...
So like I said, even only like up to a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I only really started doing things like for me and like just really trying to have this innate like self-awareness for myself. Mm-hmm. Doing it before, 100%, it was because like I wanted the ego boost. I wanted people to tell me that I look good.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck, you know? Mm-hmm. And I even had like a little phase around that like couple like months ago, like Mark, where I was just like, I had another account that I made where I was just posting thirst traps and shit. Fuck yeah, I wanted the validation. Right. But I think that came a lot with like, again, like my insecurities and like, fuck, like, do I look good enough and all that shit? And then after spending a lot more time with myself and really like letting that sink in the whole like, fuck, like it doesn't really matter anyways. I started doing this thing. And I'm talking about Justin, and I told this to him. Huh. He does a really good job of this because he's so comfortable in himself, and yeah, I look up to it so much.
Yeah.
He makes himself look ugly on purpose. And like, it's such a comforting thing just to like, not have to put up this image and just look at the camera and just do like weird shit like
right,
that.
Right.
Just like, so now I'm at a spot where I'm more comfortable in myself. I don't need to do it. I'm doing it because of like my big like 5-year content creation plan of just like gathering as much attention as possible.
Yeah.
But
what okay, so
that was a lot, sorry.
No. Do you remember What has come from it though? Like, have you met any other social media girls from doing that?
From like thirst traps and shit. I make some connections with some pretty people.
Okay.
And it gives me like a bit of this validation that like, oh shit, like I can rock with these people, like,
right,
which again comes from me growing up like trying to fit in and all that shit. Sure. It's a little bit more reassurance that like, oh shit, like I'm cool.
Did any meetups happen? Did any dates happen? Did any fun little...
I had one, actually. I had one like hookup. Hope they're not watching. But I actually found out I don't like the hookup culture part of it too much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair.
And like no offense to people who are in it, uh-huh, but for me, like getting into like hookup stuff and like hooking up and like having sex with someone,
sure,
is such like a spiritual thing. Like when I love them, it feels like 10 times
better. So much better. Right.
No, I relate to that. I used to be a big hookup person. Then I had this really bad situationship where I was just like, honestly, like I don't want to have sex with someone unless it's serious and it's intimate and like we love each other. Because I don't know, sometimes, and I've talked to this about Jimmy, but sometimes I go into like how we were made to be and like what sex was made for. And it's like, if you're about to have sex with someone, you might have kids with them, right? Like before birth control, before all this stuff, like that's what it means to like have another person be inside of you or you inside of them. But, so I'm well past my hookup era as well. So I relate. So, I don't know. You should thirst trap more, Jimmy.
No.
I
think,
hey, you're a good looking man. You totally could.
I did one selfie that I think my ex was like, "Ooh, you look good on that." Fucking post that shit on Instagram. And I think she almost edged me on a little bit. He's like, yo, Jimmy, you post too much goofy shit. And it's and then I'm like, you know what? I look fucking nice in it. You know what? Right. I will post it. You know, it's about time. So, you know, girls start something. And you know what the crazy part is?
What happened?
Afterwards, when girls like stalk my Instagram, they stop at that picture. They're like, wow, you look really good
here. What picture is this?
I want to see this.
Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah.
And then Because most of my Instagram is like fucking weeb shit. Right. It's fucking...
Huh?
No. That one's it's still like a transformation video. Right. I mean, transformation picture. This selfie. This selfie was purely meant to like kind of...
Shit got me too. Shit!
Yeah! Huh? This one.
You look good in it. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, let me see the abs.
Abs one. I didn't even put it on
the top.
See,
that's my favorite kind of thirst trap.
This one. It's a transformation picture.
See, why don't you do more of this shit? Huh? Why don't you do more of this?
I should.
Because it's too easy for him.
What?
Yeah.
You get sweat.
Oh, dude. I have an idea for you. Okay. How you would do so fucking well.
Oh.
You post an ab like that on Twitter. Abs in a mirror. Uh-huh. And then you just caption it like something really... like really creative, something like
just masturbated. Like just masturbated.
Oh man, that was a spiritual experience.
This is so fun. So Richard, funny. Do you?
What?
Well, you've seen my tweets, right?
Yeah.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah, that's why I said.
Oh my god! I was like, he read my fucking mind.
Oh my god.
Because that's what I do. And genuinely, listen. This is kind of funny, actually. Sorry.
Guys, we're gonna get into a little bit of marketing here.
Yeah. How to go viral on Twitter?
Well, here's the thing. I actually, those posts were never I never thought they would do as well as they did. Uh-huh. They started during a time where my mental health was really low. Like this January, December, it was like a 1 out of 10. I hated everything about myself. Like it was when I was like, dude, I don't know if I want to keep living, kind of thing. Mm. Like those kind of thoughts. And the only thing that I liked myself about myself at the time was that I had abs. You know that one meme, that one Snapchat of the guy that's like, no, you're so sexy, don't kill yourself. Like that. But I would pass by the mirror naked sometimes and I'd be like, damn, I wish I was dead. Then I like see my abs and I'm like, then I did that to myself. I'm like, you're too sexy, don't kill yourself, haha. And so I took the picture. I took a picture and I was just like, yeah, right? Like, when you're going through shit, like, again, who cares? Who the fuck cares what I say? I just put just masturbated. Like, not true, but I'm just like, haha, like, whatever the fuck. And then it went viral. And a bunch of people followed me. And a bunch of people, like, yeah, gave me a lot of positive validation. That was nice, right? Like, oh, like, your body looks great. Like, oh, how can I get abs like that? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I kept doing it. And it got to a point, it's almost like this fake it so you make it, like, positive affirmation, where I was just like, yeah, I like my body. And
fuck
I like
yeah.
myself.
Fuck yeah.
And, like, oh, I like my sense of humor, and other people like it, too.
Those
and,
abs saved your life.
No, they yeah. And I'm, like, and I'm like, I should work out more. I should do more core workouts. Boom. I should go do yoga. I should, like... do jujitsu. Like I started getting into all this stuff because I wanted to keep this going for myself. And so it became this really nice thing for me, actually, that like made, it really improved my mental health from like a one out of 10 to like, I don't know, 5, 6, like not ideal, but so much better. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yeah, like whatever it is that you love about yourself, like, and you're able to put it out there. Mm-hmm. There are other people that are going to like it too. And I think it just like that alone can like get you so far. But that's how it started for me. So
this
like
is,
honestly,
this is a devil's advocate thought, right?
Yeah.
So there might be a bunch of people out there that are posting pictures that are just getting no retweets, no likes,
that's what I was
damn.
This is, this is true.
I guess I'm gonna hang the news right now. I'm gonna work on this thing, right? Well, for those of you guys, please don't do that. Call the hotline 1-800. Fuck, what's the Logic song?
1-800, don't. Sorry.
This is true. No.
But, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't work out for everybody. But,
I agree. It's whatever
it just so
works
happens
for,
to work for her.
Yeah, it is whatever works for people. But listen, if you ever need someone to, like, go hype you up, like, if anybody tags me in their ads pic, I am going to hype you up no matter the fuck what. If you post an ad pic,
tag you in my next
you need someone to like it, to comment, yeah, tag me, I'm there. I will be like,
I'm bulking right now.
Tag me.
I'll be barking. I'll be drooling for you. I'll record a video of myself on all fours. If that's what you need to keep going, I got you. Because that's what people did for me. And it worked.
Yeah. Wow, it is like a zoo.
It is a zoo.
Guys, look, she's on all fours. What the fuck?
Twitter's a weird place.
Twitter's a jungle, but it's fun.
Yeah, but yeah, I should do a couple more of these.
And it's just like, no, and the slides you get.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You could. Yeah, for me, it's always been about the chase. Like, I'm the one DMing. I'm the one getting trapped. I get trapped. You know, I'm on TikTok. It's like, ooh, what's this? Yeah. Click on their profile. Oh, she got an Instagram in her bio. Nice. Yeah. Click. And then, you know. But, shit, I don't even know.
That's so funny. For me, it's all about the chase. Sorry.
But
could be nice to flip the script, have a girl be like, hey,
right. I do the picking.
Jimmy, I have no gag reflex, Jimmy.
I don't think they're coming my DM saying that, but
I do that. So.
What do you get trapped?
Fuck yeah, I used to. Hell yeah, I did. But now I'm at a point where it's like, all right, like nothing matters. I need to make sure I'm with the right person who's gonna build something cool with me, and is gonna like just fucking impact the world with me.
Yeah.
And then,
do you ever look at her Instagram and like, oh, this could be very impactful. You know, I could start something.
I want to feel that impact. yeah, I get trapped sometimes. Like, fuck, I look at pretty women. I'm like,
right, oh,
you know. But
how do you go about sliding? What's your opening message? I mean, I guess it's tailored for each one.
I really try. I wish I was that super like masculine fucking like yo, like what's going on?
Hey,
like that kind.
What's up?
But
yeah.
I think I'm getting more comfortable like understanding the fact that like I'm just super like open and free, and like the people who will like me will like me.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I'm more of like, if I do want to slide, I'll make it super casual. Just pretend like we're friends first.
Mm.
Get to know them.
Pretend.
And then once they know.
Wait, you don't want to say that, bro. Yeah. We go reword that.
What did I say?
You said I'm gonna pretend to be their friend first. You don't want to do that. You want to actually be their friend first.
And I don't care. I don't care about being their friend.
Huh?
Sometimes.
You got what?
Find out her red flags first.
Find out her red flags before being her friend. But.
There's no water from this. I don't know why I'm still drinking. Rosie's.
But do you think that works against you as in like damn, she only see me as a friend now?
I think I have a delusion where it's like, if I really tried to, and if I really spoke to a girl long enough, and she found out who like I really was and how smart I was and how cool I was, they'd like me.
Amen.
Yeah. And so like from there, it's like finding their energy and then like seeing how cool they are.
Yeah.
And then like, if I really fuck with them, I'm gonna spend a lot of time with them. Mm. And like, if they end up liking me, they end up liking me. And if not, like, oh well. Like,
is that how you would explain your riz?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like I said, I wish I had that like fucking masculine, straight up, just like, yo, like you, me, bedroom,
right.
Fucking behind the Walmart on Tuesday at 3 a.m.
On a Tuesday,
$20 for an hour.
That's a hooker, my guy.
It's my rates.
That is. It's.
Right. I'm there. But you don't need it, because, again, that's the thing. Yeah. The girl that you probably like and want to be with
probably doesn't even.
Yeah, would just like you for who you are. Yeah. And I think, I mean, there are like plenty of qualities. Mm. Yeah. I really love just how like fun you obviously are, and like happy and like. Yeah. Like, kind of silly and goofy too. I think that's a good on it. Like, you have a very nice smile. You have a very great laugh.
Yeah.
And guys. Like. Yeah, I'm not worried. You're
she wants.
Yeah, you put hidden on guests. Oh, all right. Wait a second.
Sorry.
You get it.
Sorry. He came in here. He was like, dick or cake.
You got.
And I've been there since. I have not.
She was just like, he gets it.
Dog, you just got riz up.
All right.
But it's okay. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Contain it. now. This is a question I had.
Yeah, shoot.
Do you have a story for your first kiss?
Oh my god,
super wholesome.
Oh my god, no, it's not that wholesome.
Mm, this is where you say you've never had one, and then I say, oh, should we make this your first? And then we kiss.
And then this is the part where the chicks that I'm interested in see this, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And
Richard, what is this?
This is the part where I deny. And this is the part where first kiss story. Oh my god, dude. down bad. Here's my down bad moment. I was in like a long distance relationship like at the age of like 13.
Dang.
And after 2 years, like we had met. And
after 2 years?
Yeah, dude.
So just over the phone for 2 years?
We played hella like Xbox together.
Okay. Hella.
Fuck, I wonder if she ever just like looks at me and just like, dang. Sorry.
He's the one that got away.
I have that joke about like fuck, it'd be so fucked if you're just like a regular like person dating an influencer. Mm-hmm. So what happens if you break up and you just see him at like a wallpaper like magazine or wallpaper, Walmart magazine?
Oh, you just get constantly reminded of
just
them.
Constantly reminded of yeah, them. I'd be like, fuck, damn. But
and then they start talking to start talking about you on podcasts, and then
oh shit, oh fuck, oh hell no, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah,
fans coming. I know who that is. And then we had met. And this is like my first interaction with a woman, like ever, like. She's my first girlfriend.
Right.
And it was like 2 years of like all this built up tension.
Yeah.
Like we kissed for the first time. I almost busted. I'm not going to lie.
How old are you? Sorry.
Oh, shit. Next question.
No. How old were you?
I was young. I'm like, what, like 14, like 15?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
It's pretty fair. Pretty valid. This is...
Dude, did you have that?
Was it a good kiss?
It was a pretty good kiss. Aww. It was a good one. Almost busted.
Yeah,
bust worthy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, she thinks this is like magical romantic moment. He's like, oh, I'm coming.
No, I'm pretty sure I had to be like, hold on, give me a second. Don't kiss me.
Listen, I get you. I feel like sometimes kissing is like more sexual, like sensual than like. Sex sometimes.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, a good makeout session.
Dude, I'm a foreplay guy.
I'm
a foreplay guy for show.
Okay. What now how do you guys know if someone's a good kisser?
You kiss them.
You kiss.
No clue.
You have no clue?
I just like, does it feel right?
Mm.
I don't know what the fuck a good kisser is.
Right. If it's like in my book, if it's like soft and tender.
Yeah.
And then it could get a little aggressive, but it's like I don't feel any teeth. I don't feel any.
No teeth is a good one,
right? Yeah. I don't feel any.
I hate sloppy. I hate too much. Like I hate dudes I've kissed that like just shove their tongue down your throat.
Ooh,
like and okay, then just keep it there. Like they just keep the tongue there. Okay. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Or like they're like it's like there's lies all around your mouth.
Yeah. Hold on, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Like just keep it simple. Just like yeah, right. Like you said, soft, slow, tender. Yes. It's like sweet.
You know, no, actually,
every now and then tongue, but like not too much.
I'm a tongue person for sure, but I think there's like a rhythm and there's like a dance to it.
Yeah.
There's like a dance between like who is pushing more and like it's like that kind of dance. I think that's. Like,
yeah, sometimes pull back a little bit. Yeah, like, we don't got a kiss right now, but I could just be right in front of you.
Yeah,
you know,
it's very like,
and then it's hot.
Yeah, it's like a really tension building.
Right, It's almost like we should
kiss.
Yeah,
like three way like kiss.
We should like find out right now.
Here too, dude.
Fuck, we should find out right now.
So remember what docking is? Are you circumcised?
We're back to that.
Oh man. What about you? Do you remember your first?
I do.
Oh.
It was with my ex in high school. I was a sophomore, so we were like 16.
Yeah.
And we went to a mall for like our first date.
Oh.
And we went to get ice cream. And then it was one of those like, oh, you
one
have
ice cream? And like,
I think, but it was one of those. Oh, you have something right there, and I was like, oh, can you get it off for me? And he's just like,
whoa,
smooth.
And it was like really quick, like short, like very cute.
But were you like ready for it? Like, did time slow down? You're like, he's coming towards
or was it
me.
I think I was nervous.
Yeah.
And like, it was fun. Like I didn't come or anything. Like, it wasn't.
Right.
But
he probably did.
It wasn't like super huge, like match. It was just kind of like, oh, it happened. And it was like.
Cute. Okay.
It was cute. Yeah.
What's yours?
Mine's not cute.
Not cute?
Moss was okay. This was like, I think I was like 18 in college. All right, so I didn't do any of that in high school. I was like the before and after pictures. The before pictures, I looked horrendous. When I was your age, bro, I was not a looker. Now, in college, we play spin the bottle. All right.
Whoa! Okay.
Whoa! Kiss, shit! Kiss, and in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, I've never kissed before. How do I do this? And then she's like, she looks at me. She grabs a handle. Let's do this, Jimmy. And I was like, oh, this is about to be disgusting. I was like, yo, you don't have to. It's like, you don't have to. He's like, no, come.
It's the game.
Come here. It's the game. We're playing the game. And then just. Full of tequila. I was like,
oh my god, dude, that reminds me of, like, have you seen Chainsaw Man, like Denji's first kiss?
Oh yes, that exactly, that damn near vomited in my mouth.
Oh, poor Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of like the core memory I have. Now,
what's your first, like, good kiss?
My first real one. I don't know. Fuck. It was, oh no, because I didn't have a girlfriend until I was like 20, like way later down the line. So, like,
not memorable. Between now, not cum worthy.
Yeah, not cum worthy. Yeah, it was just like soppy makeouts. Yeah, it was like in the fucking frat houses. Yeah. But then a lot of. Let me tell you, a lot of great kisses have transpired after the fact. There we go. You know? Yeah. How's kissing at EDC? Because I feel like when you're tumbling, like, you know, those feel like extra good.
I need to experience that. I heard sex on Molly is the craziest shit ever, and you just can't go back to anything after that.
No, I you could, you can. I don't even like having sex on Molly. Like holding,
yeah. And
kissing is way better on Molly than the actual like penetration and like, if it still feels good, but like the warmth and the holding.
That's so real, dude. Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's way better on Molly than the actual sex. So, yeah, but. You were just yeah. Anyways,
man, I had pretty good sex this weekend.
Yeah.
Pretty solid sex.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't
It wasn't life changing.
No, it was just good sex.
It was some good raw stuff. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it always is, so that's nothing new.
Right. All right, so speaking of raves, you went to your first rave.
Now. First rave beyond 2023. Fuck yeah, dude.
How was that?
Fucking good, man. Like, I think my favorite part is the sense of unity. Uh-huh. Just knowing that everyone there is just there to have a good time and just get fucked up and just make memories. Right. I think it's so, like, cool just watching humans just get to like do that and just and then just stimming out like I remember like I was like so far I'm like I'm like that and shit just like I was like oh fuck like it's good. I'm going again. I'm for sure going to escape. Not sure about Hard Rock.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god. So I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
That you're signaling me.
Was ready. He was like, oh, you want me? He was like,
like, yeah.
At any given time. Yeah, this man's ready.
Don't do that to me, Rosie.
I respect it. I'm sorry.
He's very vulnerable, and easily taken advantage of. Yeah, don't do that.
You know what's funny? I think I have a note. Uh-huh. So I was just writing down notes
when you were rolling.
No. When I got high on 420.
Oh, okay.
And I was just writing down my high notes. That's something you said is one of the notes that I wrote. I think I let drugs take advantage of me because I like being taken advantage of.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be by any. Yeah, I'm vulnerable. You know?
Yeah, no, I like that feeling of being able to be vulnerable. Yeah. And like, not judge.
Let it take over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the exact opposite spectrum where they can't lose control, right? Eric, right? Where they're way too scared. And I think I was trying to help them out this weekend, but I think that's really good that you could let yourself get to that point.
Yeah.
You know? I was also with if we're still talking about rolling and beyond. I was with my sister, you know, I've known her all my life, obviously. Yeah. And with her group of friends, they're all 29, they watched me grow up.
Yeah.
And so it was a really safe space for me to just enjoy myself.
Did you have a lot of people coming out to you?
Actually no.
No?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of wish. I'm not gonna lie, but surprisingly not.
Okay.
Actually, I'm curious because Jimmy had a lot of people recognize him at EDC, really? Right? Okay. And that's your crowd, but it's what does that feel like when you're in this other plane of existence? You're struggling to survive, and it's fans just coming up, people you don't know. Can I get a picture? Oh, Jimmy.
Must be wild.
Is that overwhelming? I'm I'm really curious.
Yeah, it's okay. So that's I don't recommend people come up to me when I'm that fucked up.
Oh, fuck.
I would rather just roam the fucking earth, just and let me just be me, right? Because now if people come up to me, what's her face? I was like, yo, I need a PR team at this point. I need someone to what am I saying to these people? Because I don't even remember.
Yeah.
You know, I need someone to be like, okay, no, he's not doing pictures right now. All right? Because I don't, you know, just be an overprotective girlfriend. Right? Just be babe, don't let people take pictures. Not now. On any other day, I'm happy to take pictures with people. I'm happy to just have you one by one. I don't care. But in a drug induced environment I would just like to get. If anything, you could come up to me. We could just turn up.
Yeah.
Right. If you're a fan. Just Bah. All right. Cool. All right. And then next, I that's way more of a vibe than you coming up. Oh, hey, Jimmy. I love your videos. Wait, you mind if we take a quick picture real quick? And now I have to pose. I have to kind of Right. Exactly. And you see my eyes, just one is this, one is that. I'm cross-eyed in the pictures, right? And it's not a good picture, and it's just, yeah. So personally, I don't like that. But here's the thing: a huge amount of my audience, they love to party, they love to turn up,
right?
So they are in that crowd. Yeah. So it's a tough spot. Yeah. I definitely, that's why having a big group of friends to kind of surround
that's
me.
That's sick. Hell yeah.
That's preferred. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get you. I think it's tough sometimes when you're just trying to live your actual life, and it's the feeling that there's always a camera on you can be really stressful because it's especially at a place where at EDC where you're fucked up, where you're whatever, and it's it's so, right, social media especially now, it's so quick for someone to just take a video, post it on TikTok, boom, this 10 seconds of you acting a clown or doing something inappropriate or weird, and it's it just goes out of control. I see that happen to so many people, right? Have you guys seen that one video of the kid that's working at Taco Bell or something, and he looks I don't know, really high or sleep deprived or something. He's wandering around, he's bumping his head into shit, and now it's millions of views, all of these people being oh, he should lose his job, or he should go to get help, or he, and it's 10 seconds, no one knows if he's on anything or if he's just sleepy, but it's feeling you can never get a break from this online shit sometimes is really scary. but I was sometimes I was worried about you too, because I'm Jimmy's in another plane and he just needs to be, he just needs to get to melt into the grass or whatever the fuck he needs to do without having to be on and being oh, do I look good, am I saying the right things, am I
especially EDC, because I hear that shit's intense compared to everything else. And I didn't even fucking know until it was my brother-in-law's first time going to EDC. And everyone's telling him, dude, that's your first rave and it's EDC, you're brave, dude. And he's got no clue what he's in for. So that's crazy, man.
It is. Yeah, I was, man. Yeah, even before the drugs come up to me, that's fine. Just as soon as I'm on, the way I'm walking is
Jimmy was a menace. Jimmy was so funny. Jimmy was a zoo animal for sure.
Oh yeah.
Jimmy had escaped from the zoo. It was like on a rampage.
We're in the cage. Out.
It's like Madagascar. It's like lion on the loose. Like
he's
running around with like tequila bottles. Like he like grabs a random man's chaser. Like drinks it.
What the fuck?
Passes out on the floor. Like. A menace.
Wake up with just tequila.
It was so
spilled.
Funny. It was He slept on his tequila like water bottle, and like popped it, and it spilled tequila all over him. He like
God.
All of his clothes, and he just takes off his shirt. He's like, well, it's tequila now.
Where'd you guys stay, by the way? Like
the hotel was, or
yeah, like how far was that from EDC? My sister's place was like an hour away.
Yeah. Traffic was like an hour and a half.
Oh.
We stayed
Did you guys Uber there?
We drove.
Because, dude, who the fuck drove back? Because you were up until like fucking sunrise, huh?
Edison was our EDC daddy.
Oh my god, fucking.
Yeah. He got us there and back every night.
Oh
like,
my god,
driving at like
every
5 a.m.
Every night.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. In the traffic is like during the day, like on the way there is fine, but the drive back. It's treacherous.
Yeah. After sunrise, too, no?
After sunrise.
Yeah. It's wild. Oh, my God. Honestly, I'm so impressed.
No. Like, when we were, you know, in the crowd, I hugged him. I was like, bro, like, dog, it takes a man to lead a group like this. Yeah. Like, you are sacrificing a lot. And, you know, a lot of times as the oldest, as the leader, like, it's not talked about a lot. You just have to do it. Mm-hmm. It's your responsibility to take care of the entire group. And nobody, you know, I had to just acknowledge him for doing that all weekend for
I
us.
See you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I see you, I acknowledge you, and you are an older brother. Like, what you did, like, it meant a lot.
That's the thing I love is I feel like, when you go to EDC or something, like, there's a group, and it's, like, everyone has a different role, right? Like, it's, like, people do things different days, right? Like on Saturday, I was the babe. I was going crazy. I was being taken care of. And then the next day, right, like, I'm taking people to the medical tent. Like, I'm watching over people. And it's, like, you all get to be there for each other, right? Like, this person does something for you. It's, like, so much love and just, like, give and take in a really, like, unconditional way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and Edison just does this without asking for anything back. It's just, like, such pure love to me. Yeah. But, like, no, I felt like we had such a good group that took care and looked out for one another. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and,
dude.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, Edison's going to be such a great dad someday.
Oh,
I'm just so excited to, like, and I'm, like, getting to see that was so beautiful to me.
That's awesome. Having like a good group and it's just all love. That's like more you could ever ask for.
Yeah.
That's all we have. That's all we have on this earth.
Yeah.
No, it was beautiful, man. I'm still like on the come down.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh, dude. I'm not gonna say too much. But the come down is insane. And like I had to like make sure like when other people like were coming from EDC and I was seeing them again, I was like, yo, let me know if you need anything, like if you need comfort, need someone to talk to, because I know that come down's like crazy. If you want to hang, you want to vibe, like
depressing,
I'm not doing anything.
Almost. I fucking slept for 16 hours, right?
Yeah, like 17. I got back, well, we didn't sleep all of like Sunday night because we went straight from Sunday EDC to like an 8 a.m flight, and then as soon as I got back, I slept from like 1 p.m to 9 p.m I woke up, ate dinner, went back to sleep from like 11 to 8. It was like 17 hours with the dinner break.
Oh.
And I was still tired when I woke up. I was like, oh, I want to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I literally woke up like 30 minutes before this podcast after like a 20-hour slumber.
That's crazy.
God. Well, shit, hey, dude, you're powering through. You're killing that shit.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you. All right. So, to close it off, I want to. Since you just graduated high school.
I did just graduate high school.
He's young.
Right. Yeah. And you're currently
full-time content creator. Yeah.
Right.
Praying my mom didn't see this. If you see this, sorry to break the news this way to you, but I am not in college.
What a way to announce.
Yeah.
What year were you?
I did a semester and I was like, I can't do this. I'm like, this shit makes me so depressed.
Yeah. Especially like since with your social media following now, like you're getting sponsorships and you're getting money from it. So there's no reason why you are still getting a, what's up?
You don't want to block your mom.
Huh? Yeah, there's no reason why you should have like a like an education.
Yeah.
Well, it is important to have an education, but for the purpose of something, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's self-awareness, you know, right. Doing it for the right thing.
So it's like, and I feel like just the education of life, of experiences, is something that we're all on, mm-hmm. you know? So like, mm-hmm. just, you'll learn a whole shit ton more of just like pursuing your career now. So yeah, I don't think you should ever feel bad. Your parents should not feel bad.
Yeah, but that's such a hard thing to escape, you know? Like, they're my parents. I love them to death, and, like, mm-hmm. they gave me, like, everything, so I want to give everything to them. But, right. like, I got to do my own thing. Yeah. It's scary, but mm-hmm. got to do my own thing.
So I want to end it off. If you were to go back to your freshman year of high school, what are some, like, tips and advice that you would
bestow on
his, like, academics and also his social life? Right, because that's the most important thing.
Motherfucker, dude. That's such a fucking big one. I think I might even rapid fire if multiple come to me.
Yeah.
But I think one, like, really sit in with the fact, like, you're going to die one day. What the fuck actually matters to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I grew up with that fear of death. I didn't want to think about it, but mm-hmm. thinking about it allowed me to live my mm-hmm. life mm-hmm. a lot more full. Mm. be more genuine. Be genuine, authentic, be your true self. The people who really like you will like you. The people who don't like you, they don't matter anyways. Mm. Let's see. I think I could throw out like a couple more. No such thing as failure. The only way you could fail is if you give up. If you're just 1% better every day, it'll compound. You'll be good. And I think everything that you're feeling, everything that you're going through is normal, and everything's going to turn out okay.
Mm.
That's it.
Fair. Mm-hmm. Now, what about I'm gonna loop the question back to you. One for high school, one for college. So
like advice?
So yeah, a piece of advice that you would give to your younger self for high school, and then one for college.
I mean, I think really just like that you're enough, and uh-huh. that you are where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
Like, yeah. like all the decisions that you made. I think a lot of my life I had so much imposter syndrome. Like, oh, I don't deserve to be at this school. I'm not smart enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not whatever. But it's like you are exactly where you are because all the decisions you've made in life have led you there. And all you need to decide is whether or not you want to be there. If you want to be there, then stay there. And if you don't, then make the change, right? But it's like being very intentional about the choices that you want in your life. And I think I really just agree with Richard, and I'll just elaborate more on like sitting with like death, right?
Uh-huh.
Like something I've done is like, there's this meditation I like to do where it's kind of like die now. So like I close my eyes, and for 10 minutes, I just imagine that I'm dead. Like something happens, like a car or whatever, like some, like the ceiling drops above my head and I just die right now.
Yeah.
What do I feel? Like, am I sad? Like, do I have regrets in life? Like what would I regret right now if I died? Like, Did I tell my family that I love them? Did I tell my friends that I love them? Like, am I in the career that I love? Am I proud of myself? Am I doing the things that I want to do up until this point?
Yeah.
And I think when you do that, it really helps you, like, figure out what in your life you're happy with and what needs changing, right? And I think a big part of my life, I live as if I'm going to die. Like, every time I end a phone call, I tell people I love them. Like, before I leave your apartment, each time I tell you guys I love you guys before I leave, right? Because it's like, if in the next moment that I die, like, everything that I want to do,
I want to
have no regrets with. So I think that's a really important way to live for me. And like making sure that, yeah, like you're always where you want to be. And then you said this too about just like, I don't know. What did you say after the like sitting with death thing?
Was it the no such thing as failure?
Yeah, I think that's a thing I really believe too. And I think this is something a mentor told me, but like, I don't believe in like success or failure.
Yeah.
I believe that people succeed or they grow. And that's all it is in life. You're either succeeding or you're figuring out how to succeed.
Yeah.
And you are going to get there. Like, I think life is so hard, but I really believe it gets better as long as you keep trying.
Yeah.
And I mean, I told you this recently, right? But like when I was like having suicidal thoughts and I was in this like loop in my head, There was one night where I like, was so convinced I was going to die. Mm-hmm. And I just remember feeling so sad
mm-hmm.
that I was. And I just remember feeling like, it would just be such a waste if I died now, because there are so many more days of like happiness ahead of me, right? Like, even if right now it's sad, like, I know there's happiness in the future. There always is. Like, that's how it works, right? It's like, I don't know, like the fucking stock market, like it comes down and it always goes back up. Yeah. And it's like, that's how I try to always remember my life too. Like, yeah, like what you said, like the 1% better, like sometimes it's not 1% each day. Like, some days go down actually, right? Yeah. Like, some days I feel worse than I was yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday I worked out, today I didn't, like, shit. But in the long term, like, the long term is what matters, right? Like, you keep going and you keep hanging in there, it's gonna go up. Yeah. That's just how it works. Yeah. And like, believing in that.
And I think a lot of people, they actually, I feel like the people that are, that stay in a level of comfort, those people are actually like, that's a slow death. I feel like they're the ones that are not really living, and it feels like, you know, it's,
scary.
It is. That's why, for me, it's separate from like a routine. I feel like having a routine is nice. That's why I have now. And sometimes some days are pretty boring, or, you know, are repetitive. Mm-hmm. But I always make a thing or a plan in the future, in the near future, to look forward to. You know, So that's one thing that keeps things, keeps life interesting. And a lot of times I was like planning a trip, like EDC, like the day leading up to it. I'm excited about it. You know, and then the next trip we might go to Hawaii. Yeah. You know, the stuff like that. It's gonna like. Keeps us going forward. So
sorry, random interruption. You guys have you guys read the 4-Hour Work Week?
Tim Ferriss.
That's a concept there where it's just like plan shit ahead. Plan stuff for you to like let go, because that keeps the thing so much more enjoyable.
It keeps things exciting. It keeps you looking forward to something.
That's nice.
So 4-Hour Work Week, great book, by the way.
What's
another concept? Fucking outsourcing. You probably didn't get to that chapter.
Wait, what happened?
There's a chapter in the 4-Hour Work Week called outsourcing, and it's
Outsourcing. Okay.
Outsourcing. Yeah. It's basically, you know, you can pay someone like a virtual assistant, like in Bangladesh somewhere, to do the work, and the money that you give to them is more than enough for them to sustain their living expenses over in that country. But they could still do the work that you need that's required here. So outsourcing, 4-Hour Work Week, great book.
Great book.
Where are we at? Hour and five? You know, I'll just close it off on a tip for, you know, my younger self in high school. I think I spent a lot of time in high school. At the time, I thought I was a fucking loser, right? Like, I was playing Call of Duty. I was playing, like, all these first person shooters, and then I was editing montages. I was recording gameplay. I think I have like commentary too. I was recording gameplay and then like editing a montage, putting it over a song, syncing up the like. I would spend hours on end not doing homework, just in front of Sony Vegas, just click and drag. And you know, at that time. While people were doing Sweet 16s, losing virginities, fucking finger blasting girls in the bathroom, I don't know, right? I was doing that. And I felt like at the time, I was such a loser, right? But in a couple years, like all that, those years of experience of editing actually started paying off when I started my YouTube channel. When I first, you know, like I didn't need an editor. I could just edit the videos myself. And at that point, I was editing so fucking fast. You know, like those years of dragging clips. Oh my god, click and drag. Now I'm busting out videos every week.
Fuck yeah, that's so cool. Fuck yeah.
Right. So it's like, you know, at the time, the things that you did might not feel right. Like it might not feel like you're doing the same thing as a kid your age, but then later on, you don't even know it. It might pay off. You just don't know it yet. So that's, so yeah, just keep doing you, Jimmy. Fuck yeah,
Jimmy.
Yeah. Little Jimmy.
All
right. Well, hey, it was a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Dude, it was a pleasure being here. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Awesome. And, To end it off, you know, you guys could follow Richard on
TikTok, Richie Juice, RICHIEE J-U-I-C-E. God, I had to think about that. Instagram, Richard A-S-A-B-I-A-G-A. And that's you'll find my other links there and stuff.
Yeah, we'll just do a beacon link for him down below. And yeah, if you guys enjoy the podcast, make sure you leave a comment on what section you liked, what related to you. And leave your questions, comments, and concerns in the description box. And yeah, I'll see you guys on the next episode.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.